From the age of 15, I've had customers. Real, living customers. Before that, they were pretend customers in my head. Yes, folks, I am an unusual human being. Do I care? Not in the slightest. Being unusual gets you noticed. I'm a big fan of being unusual in a usual world, and so too are my loyal customers. I've always wanted to be in business. It makes up who I am. My childhood fantasies helped me build my ethos and customer service standards. At the age of 11, I dreamt about how I would care for my customers. At 12, I knew how my company vans would look. I remember drawing countless sketches of my logos and designs at school, dreaming about what my staff's uniform would be like, even how we could answer the phone. I would dream without any care as to how I would finance my amazing business or even build them. I just knew I wanted to build them, come what may. Walt Disney was famous for saying, if you can dream it, you can build it. And this is true, but he forgot to mention how to do it. As the years galloped on, I gained an understanding of how money works, how companies grow, the difficulty and hard work they create, the team you need, blah, blah, blah. I've examined the endeavours of super successful entrepreneurs such as Walt himself. Believe me, I'm in awe of this bloke's achievements. I've also studied Steve Jobs, Richard Branson, and a whole list of A-list business owners, entrepreneurs who have cracked the impossible nut. Taking this theory and my own experience, I've woven a customer service book into a how-to guide that lays down the theory for building a legacy business on any scale. I was infected early on with that disease I call entrepreneurialism. Success building isn't for everyone. It comes as a result of hard and smart work. Let's go back to my youth. In those early days of discovery, I needed a business to occupy my mind and fulfill my destiny. I needed to make a start. I needed experience. Trouble was, I had passion for entertaining people. I love magic and performance, but I also love business. So I created an entertainment business called Party Man, a business that could turn my teenage visions into reality. I started out as a children's entertainer, performing to families in and around London. Luckily for me, I'd learned the importance of customer service through my childhood. I'd learned even more quickly that if I delivered experiences, I didn't have to compete on price. This was a crucial key to my early success. As with most success-driven stories, I needed to deploy my hard-earned money into making more capital. So I delved into other business opportunities: retail, hiring equipment, leisure, property, childcare, and the list goes on. It's fair to say I fell into a trap that I believe ensnares many entrepreneurs. We start with a great plan to complete either on experience or on price, and then flip between the two. This is dangerous territory if we want long-term success. Businesses must choose experience or price. In my early days, people raved about the experiences I delivered as a children's entertainer, and referrals came in by the truckload. The fascinating thing was that people would ring up to book a children's party and often not ask how much I charged. They just wanted the experience, because the experience I delivered was unique and in high demand. I could keep putting my prices up. This meant I could repeat a tried and tested model, and as a result, make more money for the business. And because I never had to compromise on cost, I could deliver more value than competitors. If you provide generous products, you have to compete on price, and you will find yourself in an arena with key players who will have deeper pockets and bigger budgets. At the opposite end of the scale, you'll have businesses gasping for air, trying to survive, doing anything to steal custom. Many businesses make losses on sales. After all, your customers don't really want you to make a profit. The only way they can justify the cost of something is through experience and added value. They want results. If the budget or the infrastructure is not there to create a massive company that makes profit on scale, then you'll earn wages at best. I'll share throughout this book why I feel it's far easier and more fulfilling to create a niche business with margin, allowing you to give outstanding customer experiences. We'll learn why customers are far more loyal to experience-led businesses than price-led businesses. Say, for example, customers are buying electrical products. Price dictates a buyer's decision, on the whole. They look for the best price, not value for money or experience. A price-led business has a customer base that will swap suppliers at the drop of a hat if a more tempting offer comes along.